7 to 8, Triple M's Raw Nits for breakfast back soon. Gleeso from the Screaming Jets and Alana for the Crows Show filling in for the boys until they get back. 133353, nasty incident that happened after the showdown on the weekend to Alana.
Yeah, that's right. Very unfortunate, but we are talking violence at the footy after a guy was king hit on the hill at the conclusion of the game. Looked to be two Port Adelaide fans and just pretty awful for everyone around them. We're going to go to Steve from Balala.
Matt in Cumberland Park.
Oh, we've got Matt in Cumberland Park, rather. Matt, you were there on the hill. What was your experience of it?
Yeah, I was there the whole night with my son. He's 13 years old. He's a second dan black belt. And the further the night went on, you could see people just getting, you know, too pissed. There was a lot of taunting, a lot of, you know, the old friendly push and shove and whatever, but you could see it was going to head in that direction. By the end of the night, when the song came on, people were just taunting each other with the song, singing in your face, or right up, invading your personal space. And really, it's no surprise that I found out. My son and I left straight away. As soon as the song was on, we left. And then I saw the vision when I got home, and I thought, well, there's no surprise there. When you mix alcohol and drugs together with people that can't handle it, that's going to be the result no matter where you are.
Yeah, mate, as you say, I mean, that's a friendly rivalry, you know, that's all well and good, but getting up in people's grills and trying to antagonise them, it's just, it's a recipe for disaster.
133353, Steve, how are you, mate?
Hey, how are you?
Mate, you're saying that the Saturday night might be the catalyst for this type of behaviour.
Yeah, I just don't know why the AFL would schedule it. High tension game like that for a Saturday night, where they know that that's traditionally where they have the most trouble.
But Steve, we're talking about a really small minority when you look at the landscape of over 53,000 people. For all those people that are there cheering on their side in a nice fashion, isn't it unfair that they don't get the primetime game?
Well, yeah, but if you go to any of the bars around the football oval before the game, they're all packed with people waiting to go to the game, so there's just giving them extra time for drinking, extra time for getting untidy, and this is what results.
No worries, mate. Right. Thanks for your call.
Absolutely. Hugo in Gilberton, how are you, mate?
Good, mate. Yourself?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, obviously it's a disgrace and stuff, but I mean, they need to make it black and white so there's no ambiguity, there's no what might happen if this happens. If you're caught fighting, you're kicked out and you're banned for life, and play means people don't streak now because you get fined so much when you do it. Like, it needs to be black and white.
Yeah, that's a good point. As you say, the streaking, that's, for better or worse, gone out of the game altogether because of those heavy fines imposed.
Thanks so much for your time, mate. 133353. You can keep the conversation going on Twitter as well, at Triple M Adelaide. And very soon we will take one more call because a lot of people piping up. Now, this person would like to remain anonymous. Hello.
Yes, good day.
What's your take on what transpired on Saturday night?
Well, I just wanted to say the reason why that bloke got hit is because he was spitting on people, and I find that fairly disgusting. And yeah, that's basically why I did what I did.
Yeah, right. Obviously, smacking people around is probably not the best answer for that type of behaviour.
So how close were you to the action? That.
I was about 3 metres away from him.
Yeah, right. Well, I guess the main thing that we can take from that is that if you see people doing stuff that's totally unacceptable or inappropriate, I guess you've got to alert someone to the fact.
Mm. So,
well, I actually did tell the police officer what he did, and I later on saw him outside again, and I was going to do it again, but I didn't.
So, do what again?
I was going to hit him again outside, but I got talked out of it, so...
Right, so you actually threw the punch?
Yes, I actually threw the punch.
Jesus. Mate,
I'm not sure that's the answer,
yes,
but...
I agree with you, yes, because I was a bit drunk, so, you know, it was a mistake on my part, but in the end, I feel he got what he deserved.
So no remorse, you feel like you did the right thing?
I wouldn't say it was the right thing, but, you know, in the end, he spat, I hit him, and that was it.
Well,
Yeah, difficult to comment. You think you've done the right thing. I think the wider view would be that that's never the right thing to do.
Yes, you're probably correct, but, you know, it was a spur of the moment decision, and that's what happened.
All right, mate. Thank you very much for your call.
133353. You can keep the conversation going on Twitter at Triple M Adelaide. Wow, after 8 o'clock this morning, Mark Ricciuto checks in.